Parshat Re'eh, we have the pasuk of Aser Taser Kol Tevuot Zarecha. You're supposed to give Maaser. I told you that one of the most common themes in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah is that he has a lot of drashot and Divrei Torah about giving tzedakah. He must have always been speaking to people about giving tzedakah and raising money, be it for aniyim or for yeshivot. And this pasuk, which is literally about tzedakah and has a very famous drasha about it, is no exception. The pasuk says aser ta'aser. So the midrash is dorish, and aser ta'aser means that you should tithe, and it's emphasizing it. But the drasha is aser bishvil shetit asher. Aser, you should give a 10%. You should give your tithe in order that you tit asher, that you become asher, you become rich. So, this drasha is the importance of giving tzedakah, but you don't just give tzedakah. If you want to be rich, the Torah is telling you, Hashem will give you money if you give tzedakah. Hashem is giving you this money, in other words, for poor people. It's just being placed with you. The goal is you give it to poor people. You want to be rich, so you have to keep giving that money to poor people, and Hashem will keep providing you with more so you can give it to the poor. The Gemara in Ketubah, Daf Sadik Sama Zayin, has the story of Nachdiman Ben Gurion. Nachdiman Ben Gurion was a really rich person, and he gave a lot of tzedakah. And but one day the Chachamim were walking along, and they see a girl who's like picking up little grains of barley among the dung of the animals of the Arab merchants. And they said, "Who are you?" And she's like, "I'm Nachdiman Ben Gurion's daughter." And they're like, "We used to see him give tzedakah." And she said, "Yeah, but he didn't give as much as he should have. And therefore, he lost all his money." So this is, the Chafetz Chaim says, is the answer to anyone who wants to know why they don't become rich. Because if they were giving the appropriate amount of money to poor people and to people learning Torah and yeshivas, so then they would be blessed accordingly with bracha from Hashem according to the amount they're giving. The problem is, he says, that they're giving the amount of an ani. An ani is poor. So how much is he supposed to give to tzedakah? He still has to give tzedakah, but he gives a few pennies. That's all he can give. The rich person can't give the same amount. The rich person has to give more. He has to give proportionally, if not even more than that. And therefore, he can't be giving the amount that the ani gives. And the Chafetz Chaim says, it's not by chance that Chazal's mashal and Ksuvos Daf Samach Zayin is that melach of mamon is chesed. How do you salt your money? In other words, how do you preserve it? How do you make sure you continue to have money? You have to do chesed. And Rashi there says, harotzei shikaimu ma'otav yom lecham letzedakah. You want your money to last and be enough for you and to continue to have money and not be poor? So you have to salt it, you have to preserve it by giving tzedakah. So what is this lashon of salting? So the Chafetz Chaim says it's very clear. Let's say you want to salt a piece of meat. If you have a little piece of meat, you put in a drop of salt. You have a giant piece of meat, you don't put in a drop of salt, you got to put in way more salt. It would be very, if you salt a giant piece of meat with the same amount of salt as a small piece of meat, it's not going to preserve it. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. This person didn't preserve his meat appropriately. And therefore, even though he previously had a nice amount of money, Nachdiman Ben Gurion didn't hold on to that money because he didn't salt his meat appropriately. That's what the Gemara in Ksuvos Samach Zayin is saying. And Chafetz Chaim is saying, Aser ta'aser kol tevuot zarecha, you have to make sure to give tzedakah so you can be rich. I want to tell you two things that the Maaseh LeMelech, the footnotes here, has. One is they're both mashals, but one of them is limud zchud av ashirim. Because if you go back and listen to previous ones where we discussed tzedakah, And if you go through the Chofetz Chaim Al HaTorah, and you'll see that there's even, I didn't do tzedakah once every week, and there's way more. But you would think that he has this vendetta or agenda against rich people. And so here, the first thing I want to tell you, he has a limud zchus for rich people who don't give enough. Because he says, don't be judging them for how much they're not giving. He says, imagine you come across in the street and there's a drunk man. And he's lying in the gutter and people are around him and mocking him or laughing at him. And, oh, he's so drunk. So another guy comes by and says, ah, if I were a drunk, I wouldn't lie here in the street like this, showing everybody how drunk I am. So the Chofetz Chaim says that's ridiculous. That, you know, you can't know what you'd be like if you were that drunk man. Meaning, not if you get drunk one time. If you were a drunkard, so too, you don't know what you would do. Right now, you're a poor person, and so you have a, whatever your Yetzer Hara is right now, but you don't have that Yetzer Hara. And therefore you think, oh, I'd be so generous, I'd give to this Meister, this Mossad, and this Chesed, and this Tzedakah. I have all the various causes I would want to support. And you forget, while you're saying this, it's because you're poor and you have a good heart, but once you get rich, man, who says what your Yetzer Hara is going to become? And maybe all of a sudden you'll be like all the fellow rich people who don't have it. It says maybe Ashirut is Shichrut. Maybe it makes people drunk on their money. Okay, so that was the first Limud Zchus, is don't judge rich people for the amount they're giving. The second thing the Chofetz Chaim wants to say is not to try to cheat in this regard. Meaning, he tells the following story. There was this person who was a Kfari. So Kfari means a villager, but when it's being used in this mashal, it means like a simpleton. It wasn't so wise. So therefore, he was just a farmer, and he would have his grain, and he would bring it to town to sell it. So when he would take it to town, so every sack of grain, what would they do? He would take a sack off his wagon and put in their store, and they'd put a check on the wall or on a piece of paper, and at the end, after every sack he unloads in their store, they'd count up the check marks, and I don't know, if it's 100 rubles a bag, they'd give him, 7 bags, 700 rubles. Great. It's a fine system. One time he decides, He didn't like that system. So he says, you know what? I'm going to put my hat down, and every bag of grain that I drop in your store, put a coin in the hat. At the end, we're going to count up the coins, and you'll give me according to the number of coins in the hat. So instead of check marks, on the wall, we're going to have a bunch of coins, and we'll count up the coins, and then that'll help it out. So says the Chofetz Chaim, so this person, they start to do it, and every bag of grain, they put a bunch of coins in it, they put a coin in the hat. And while that's going on, the same person sees the hat with all the coins isn't being watched, isn't being guarded. So he reaches in and grabs some of the coins and pockets them. Ha-ha, they didn't notice me steal some of the coins. And that was obviously very foolish, because every one of those coins represents his payment. So now instead of his hat having 7 coins, it has only 2 coins because he stole 5 of them. So meanwhile, he's being so happy that I managed to steal 5 coins from the hat, but he really just stole, 500 rubles from himself. Meaning, if he were wise, he would have, and dishonest, which he is, so he would have added more coins to that. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says is the message of this pasuk. That if you want to, people think, I want to make sure I maintain my money. I want to make sure I get rich. So what do? They, quote-unquote, steal from tzedakah, meaning they don't give the amount of tzedakah that they should be giving. Or they decide to work on Shabbos. That way they'll have an extra day of income. But if they understand that really when they, instead of following the instructions of the Torah, to give tzedakah appropriately, and to keep Torah mitzvahs appropriately, and to keep Shabbos appropriately, so then they're not actually getting richer. They're getting poorer. So by chilul Shabbos and by not giving the appropriate amount of money to tzedakah to the aniyim, they're actually being monea bracha from their home. They're preventing themselves from being blessed with the Torah's bracha aser b'shvil shatit asher kultiv.